All right, we've got Simon on the line. Simon, young people, they're just all a bit lazy, aren't they?
What are you for?
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get 6 minutes, please?
Of course.
Some say young people are work shy, but at McDonald's, we hired 47,000 of them last year.
Thank you very much. How's your night?
Like George here, who keeps things running during a Friday rush. Resilience, making it happen at McDonald's.
Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Mark and Jamal's romantic weekend will depart in 4 minutes from Platform 6. Your ride comes with a rolling countryside sunset view and a table seat ideal for playing footsie beneath. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.
Welcome back to the About Last Night podcast. Adam Ray here. Hope you're having a great week. Enjoy today's episode. But first, come see me on the road next Tuesday, April 29th. Sorry, Wednesday, Albany, New York, at the Troy Bank Savings Music Hall, April 29th. I think there's about 40, 50 tickets left. AdamRayComedy.com for those tickets. April 30th in Peekskill, New York. That's an hour outside the city. If you live up there, come to the show. Paramount Theater, Peekskill, New York, April 30th. May 1st at Town Hall, right in the heart of New York City. I think in Manhattan, Times Square, somewhere there. Town Hall, May 1st. May 8th at the Greek Theater with Jelly Roll for the Netflix is a Joke Fest. May 16th in Napa, California, at the Uptown Theater. Can't wait for that show. First time there. May 28th in Austin for two sold-out Randolph Davies shows. And then June 4th through the 6th, Eugene, Oregon, Olsen Run Comedy Club. Can't wait. Returning to that club for the third time because I love it. Eugene, Olsen Run Comedy Club, June 4th through the 6th. June 15th through the 27th, Australia. Dr. Phil shows and stand-up shows all over Australia. And then, of course, June 26th in New Zealand. We added a late show. Tickets at AdamRayComedy.com for all these, as well as a new Adam Ray Who Is Me Theater Tour merch. It's all there at the website, AdamRayComedy.com. This episode is the Joe Biden stand-up special. Am I white or am I wrong? Come on. We filmed this back in December at the Comedy Store Original Room in Los Angeles. We had Godfrey playing Black Trump. We had my boy Avery on the keys. Biden doing stand-up, and then some other bits, and it's a blast. Enjoy the hell out of it, and go watch it on YouTube as well, and subscribe to my YouTube, youtube.com/AdamRayComedy. The Dr. Phil documentary is coming this June, as well as some other fun stuff, so be on the lookout. Follow me on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter, Adam Ray Comedy, AdamRayComedy.com. One more time for all those tickets, and we'll see you in the movies, baby. All right, enjoy the episode.
Am I white or am I wrong? Come on. Who just shit my pants?
Hey, it's Herbert. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
For a presidential experience of your life, let me hear you! Make it loud! Let's get it going! Joe! 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 Joe!
The former president of the United States of America.
America, how are we feeling, America?
My fellow Americans, who just shit my pants?
Oh, baby.
All right, here, here, here.
We're living La Vida Loca.
Kids are great. When they turn 13, you can shower with them.
This guy over here.
Come on. Here's the deal, folks.
Oh, suck my dick.
Huh?
4 more years. 8 more beers. 5 more deers. You know what it is. Come on.
It's good to be back. Welcome to my first ever stand-up comedy special. Come on. Good to be back in Los Angeles. I was back here in January when I was the president. You remember when I was the president? I don't. Isn't that crazy? I was the president in January of this year. This year's been the longest year ever. This year's been longer than Nancy Pelosi's titties. I love L.A. I made a lot of speeches here. I've done a lot of rallies. Sifted a lot of hair at the KB Toys and Glendale Galleria. Rest in peace. My whole family loves the city. My daughter Ashley. Keep it going for my daughter Ashley. My daughter Ashley did a speech over at the UCLA Medical Center, and my son Hunter smoked crack in the same room Whitney Houston died in. I was here for the wildfires, Rebel. I was here for wildfires. The Palisades and the other place where the poor people live. Those fires showed what happens when you have the deadly combination of intense wind and a vengeful God who wants to punish you for all the trans people. Come on, the phones are locked up. It's great to be here at the Comedy Store. I love all those names on the wall. Keep it going for everybody you see on the wall. The wall of the Comedy Store looks like the Epstein files if nobody could afford to fly to an island. Come on. I love comedy. One time Barack Obama took me to the Laugh Factory to see Kramer. He had a great set. You guys came on a special night. We're actually filming tonight so I can submit a tape for the Riyadh Comedy Festival next year. Too soon? I remember when I was a kid. You remember who? Come on. Who remembers when they were a kid? I remember when I was a kid, my dad would take me to see the Brooklyn Dodgers play. He would point to a young Sandy Koufax and say, "That kid's going to be a star someday." And then he would point to Jackie Robinson and say some other things I'm not going to repeat right now. AI wrote that joke. Time machine. I go back to 1947. I go back to 1947 and I go, "Hey, Dad, you know the guys who just spent 5 years bombing us? In the future, they can hit and pitch." All right, we'll let that one out. I am not on the Epstein list. This guy is. Stand up, show yourself. You look. What was your favorite part about being on Epstein Island?
Everything.
I went to Epstein Island for the ice cream. If they released an Epstein list and it says chocolate and vanilla swirl next to my name, it's the ice cream. It's not an interracial sex thing, I swear. I miss that island. Sometimes I close my eyes, I can still smell the ocean breeze and the kid's shampoo. God. I had more material planned, but I wrote it on Hunter's laptop and it got seized by Cash Patel. Keep it going for Cash Patel. That's the only guy who thinks 9/11 was an inside job and 7/11 is his full-time job. Come on, he's an Indian guy. He's the only Indian that's not being monitored for quality assurance. It's the United States of America. Dick Cheney got shot in the face. Rest in peace. Speaking of Dick shooting people in the face, you hear about Trump giving Bill Clinton a blowjob? Listen, folks, I'm gay. Oh, I'm pro-gay. Come on. I'm joking around here. I'm pro-gay rights. I support the LMFAO community. But that's disgusting. Clinton was probably washing orange primer off his cock for a week. Hey, shout out to Marjorie Taylor Greene. Shout out to Marjorie Taylor Greene. She wanted to release the Epstein files, but only so she could see if Trump was cheating on her. Doesn't Marjorie Taylor Greene look like the mom who brings orange slices to Klan rallies? Just handing out Capri Suns at a cross burning? She has the vibe of every woman who's ever had a mental breakdown at a Joanne Fabrics. Stand-up comedy is hard. It's not the comedy, it's the standing up. Hey, fuck you, I have cancer. People ask me how the cancer's going. I say, I'll tell you this much. Right now I'm at the Comedy Store, best comedy club on earth. Give it up for the Comedy Store. Best club on earth. You got the main room, the original room, the belly room. It has three stages. My cancer has four. So I'd say it's going pretty damn good. I'm 82. Who else is 82? Who just shit my pants? 82 is a weird age. It's too old to be president. It's too young to be Caroline Leavitt's husband. When you're campaigning, you have to pretend to be a cool old man who likes young people. Now, I'm done with politics. I can come clean. I fucking hate young people. Fuck JoJo Siwa. Fuck the Rizzler. And what is this 6'7 crap? Back in my day, 6'7 was how many miles you had to walk up the hill every day in the United States of America. Love you, Dad. I hate anybody under 50. I hate you. What's with all the dating apps? When I was dating, all you had to worry about was a broken heart. Now it's a sprained thumb from all the swiping. Bumble. Sounds like the app I used to write my speeches. I started writing my memoir. It's going to be called Where's My Phone? The melatonin coming up to say hello. I'm a memoir called Where's My Phone or Poop Fart Cum. All right, that sounded funny on the way over here. Kamala Trash Meter book. I couldn't believe it. I didn't even know she wrote a book. What is it? What is it, the Jungle Book? Come on, phones are locked up. It's just a racist joke, folks. We can laugh at that. The libs aren't in charge anymore. We did a lot for the black community. Under my leadership, we have black little mermaids. Under Trump, they can't even swim. Now they're broke and unemployed. When I was president, they had Who's It's and What's It's galore. They had thingamabobs in the United States of America. I love Kama. I love Kama. It's my sister from another mister. I love her. Nothing I can say. I got... Kamala's black. Kamala's black in the same way Armenian people are white. Like, technically she's black, but you know she's got a live, love, laugh thing on her wall. Kamala's the kind of black where her favorite rapper is the guy from Hootie and the Blowfish in the United States of America. I'm not joking around here, folks. Since I left office, I started a podcast with Paul. It's the third Paul brother. There's Logan, there's Jake, and then there's Paul. It's me, him, and Adam 22. It's going to be wild. I'm also in talks with Cockflix Plus. It's the merger between Peacock and Netflix. We're going to do a very Kwanzaa Joe Biden Christmas special. And if that goes well, we'll do the other holidays. Flag Day, Juneteenth, all that shit. You guys see Trump has dementia now? It's probably because I rubbed my head on everything in the White House before I left. It's like giving smallpox blankets to the Native Americans in the United States of America. He's still talking shit about me, man. Every interview, Biden this, Biden that, well, you know, bangarang, hook. So I prepared a list of things I want to say about Trump over the years. Never got to say a chance. You mind if I read a few things I said about Trump? Donald Trump looks like a Halloween pumpkin that's still on somebody's porch in December. Donald Trump looks like he jerks off the plane crashes. Donald Trump looks like he ate all the candy at the Willy Wonka factory. Donald Trump is a fat pedophile. That one's not clever, that's just honest. Donald Trump looks like a trash bag full of beef jerky. Donald Trump smells like a trash bag of beef jerky. Donald Trump looks like a pimp for trannies. Donald Trump looks like he spells potato with a PH. Donald Trump looks... Yep. Donald Trump thinks smelling a queef is first base. Donald Trump thinks Harry and the Hendersons is based on a true story. I will say, though, the nickname thing, it's fun. I couldn't do it when I was president because I didn't do it. But I did jot some down some nicknames for Donald Trump. You want to hear them? Get them fired up for me, Ed. All right, first nickname. Diddle and Donnie. The Cheeto Pedo. The Fat in the Hat. Dickhead Don. Dickhead Donald. Dickhead. Ku Klux Breaktan. Fat Benatar. Honky. Blob Dylan. Post-op Snooki. You know, I saw that Barentrop made $150 million this year from crypto trading. Come on, it's like saying my son Hunter got rich from being a pharmaceutical rep. Yeah. The only thing me and Trump agreed on was not putting Harriet Tubman on the 20. That's a scary looking bitch. It's like looking at Michael Clark Duncan. I don't want that looking up at me every time I go to Cold Stone Creamery. Barentrop, what a kid. Barentrop, that's what happens when you combine nepotism and autism. Barentrop is so autistic, his clothes should be made out of puzzle pieces. Barron's favorite part of the Holocaust was all the cool trains the Jews got to ride on. Sorry if you don't like autism jokes, I'm sorry. But you don't have to deal with them any longer because RFK is curing autism as we speak in the United States of America. RFK, man, that's I never thought I'd see a Kennedy with more... would let more brainless than JFK. Too soon. I can't really explain it, but RFK looks like the only person to have ever conceived. Let me do that one again. I can't really explain it, but RFK looks like the only person ever who was conceived through period sex. I'd rather be injected with a syringe full of autism than listen to him speak for 5 more minutes. RFK sounds like a rape whistle on Sesame Street in the United States of America. I don't want anyone to think there's a partisan comedy show. Some of my favorite people are Republicans. Abraham Lincoln and the chick that gave that guy a handjob during Beetlejuice. She's an American hero. Liberals acted like she did something wrong, but if you can't get a little meat stroke at the AMC, what are you bringing in America? Raise your hand if you ever had hand sex in public. One time my wife Jill gave me a rim job while we were watching Cars 2. It was the best night of my life. Hey, how much time do I have left? I don't mean in the set, I mean in general. I feel like I should have gotten the light from God. Cash Patel, Pam Bondi, Caroline Leavitt. Boy, Donald Trump gives work to so many I thought I was watching Kill Tony for a minute. And I talked about Barron earlier, but I know this our Gizmo left out. Tiffany Trump, she looks like she gets her abortions at Claire's. Ivanka looks like Ghostface with a Sephora gift card. Don Jr. looks like he goes to a cigar lounge just to vape. And Eric looks like his skin is foreskin in the United States of America. You guys see that gay porn with Trump and Mandani? Mandami looks like a charmer. Yeah, a snake charmer. He looks like a genie that comes out when you rub a bottle of Jacquard Noir. Caroline Leavitt wears a crucifix because she's also been nailed by 12 guys in one day. Oh, fuck you. Get a dick. All she does is gaslight, which explains why she looks like a melted candle. As a press secretary, she's a mouthpiece for the White House. Being a mouthpiece is also how she got the job. She looks like she could be the ring card girl at a public lynching. All right, shouldn't have done that one. She looks like she'll only swallow if the cum is pumpkin spice. I'm surprised she has time to answer questions every day and still train for the Kentucky Derby. Bernie was the only one that people actually care about, but you're never going to let him win. Every 4 years is like Forrest Gump, just running for no reason. I like Bernie. He's got some radical ideas like combing his hair with a balloon. They called Hunter a crackhead, but they talked about his laptop. How about giving him credit for being a crackhead with a laptop? Every other crackhead would have pawned it to buy more crack in the United States of America. Listen, I know my son's not perfect. Sometimes he gets a little crazy. I get it. He looks like Sonic the Hedge Fund. Now, not to get too graphic on you folks, but Hunter is what happens when you use secondhand condoms. My wife, Jill, she got her IUD from the Salvation Army. Did my son commit tax evasion? Yes. Did he illegally carry a gun? Yeah, so what? If he could rap, nobody would care. I'm proud of Hunter. He went to Yale. You know how resourceful you have to be to find crack at Yale? It's an Adderall campus. AOC is a millennial Latina, which means before she eats ass, she sprinkles some tahini around the rim. That's a joke you can tell at barbecues. AOC is like Chipotle fucked a Forever 21.
Hey, call my wife.
Calling UK Wildlife.
No, call my wife.
Here's a cheese knife, Lester.
Voice assistant's not working for you. With BlackRock Investment Trust's hands-on investing, long-term approach to growth and regular dividends, you have a lot working for you.
I live in Kent.
Get to know BlackRock Investment Trusts at blackrock.com. You have a lot working for you. Capital at risk. Marketing material. BlackRock Investment Management UK Limited. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority.
Kamala Harris. I love Kamala. That's my... Kamala Harris, or as I like to call her, Tyler Perry presents Hillary Clinton. Yeah! Come on, it was a perfect candidate for women who think liking Beyonce is a personality in the United States of America. I like Kamala from the moment I met her, mainly because I thought she was Aunt Viv from The Fresh Prince. The second one. The second Viv, the better one. She was a great vice president, you know? She used to... Barack Obama, I love Barack Obama. He's the coolest guy I've ever met. You ever notice how white presidents order a drone strike? And a black guy's always like, boom, motherfucker. The truth is, I never thought about Obama being black. To me, he was just a black president. He was just a regular old guy with a huge cock and a poor credit score. I don't know, Obama and I were the perfect team. He was like Michael Jordan, and I was like... the other white guy in the Bulls, Bill Pullman. Obama winning was beautiful. It was like watching Michael McDonald win a Soul Train Award. Obama was the perfect president for people whose favorite rapper was Lin-Manuel Miranda. Let me tell you something, folks. I'm not joking around here. I believe in karma. Karma, I believe in a thing called karma. That's not just the name of a black stripper that needs her SNAP benefits to feed her family in the United States of America. Have you seen these cabinet meetings? They're just basically suck-ups and ass-kickers. Thanking Trump for stopping all the hurricanes. That's a real thing. Come on, I'm not joking around. They thanked him for keeping the hurricanes away. Meanwhile, he's off in the corner dreaming about getting a happy ending from a 14-year-old masseuse. Big way. Ooh. Hey, girl. Hey, girl. Hey, sir. Hey, you excited for the holiday? You're excited for the holidays?
Yes, Mr. President.
Hey, what's your name, soldier?
Matthew.
You look like Kyle Rittenhouse. Let's get a shot of this guy. No pun intended. Happy early January 6th. It's the Christmas time of year. Everybody's out. We got, look at this guy. We got the fifth Hansen sister right here. Can you get a shot of him, Albert? Go ahead.
Ooh-hoo.
Ooh-hoo. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Merry Christmas.
All right, you fucked it up. You look like my Uber driver. What's your name? Trevor? Daniel?
Derek.
You got a little accent. Where are you from?
L.A.
What part?
Topanga.
From Boy Meets World?
Yes.
What's your favorite part? What are you gonna do? What's your favorite part about Christmas? What?
The love.
Who's this to your right?
This is my wife.
How long?
2 years.
2 years. What's your favorite part about it? What's your favorite part about it?
His heart.
What about something else? You can't fuck his heart, right?
Maybe.
All right, you pervert. You fucked it up. Happy holidays. Ooh. Just a couple of gay guys in the corner. What's your name, Playboy?
Gary.
Gary, I could tell. What's your favorite? What's your favorite about America, Gary? What's your favorite American story, Gary?
I don't got no American story. I'm just happy to be here right now with you.
All right, who's your lover? Who's this guy?
It's my boy Kev.
Who?
Kev.
How do you spell it?
K.
Nobody cares. Kev, how long you known this guy?
My whole life.
What's your favorite part about Christmas?
The music.
What's your favorite Christmas song?
Mariah Carey.
Give me a little taste.
I actually can't remember right now, but I know it's her.
Turn the music on for a second, Steven. Oh, I don't want to. You fucked it up. Just a couple of gay guys on Christmas. And a guy by himself. This isn't shady at all. What are you doing in the corner by yourself? What's your name?
Chris.
Chris, how long you been by yourself?
An hour.
Well, who were you with an hour ago? Say it to the camera.
My wife.
And where's your wife right now?
Is at home pregnant?
Ooh, humble brag. How long has she been pregnant?
About 5 months.
Which way did you do it to make the baby?
Doggy.
I was joking, but thanks for the honesty. Keep it going for Chris and his new daddyhood. Can I get a shot of Patron and some prune juice? Hey, look, it's Santa Claus on Ozempic. What's your name? Larry the...
Terry.
I said Larry. It's Terry.
Terry.
Huh?
Terry.
Come on.
I'm trying.
To do what?
Survive.
I'm going to suck the energy out of the room, Terry. Terry, what's your favorite part about Christmas?
Visiting with my daughter.
Where's your daughter?
Right here.
How long has she been your daughter?
34 years.
What's your favorite part about Terry?
He's supportive. My great dad.
Who do you vote for?
I voted for you.
Let me smell your head. Thanks, Terry. What? Back this way. Duck, duck. Remember that game? Duck, duck, goose. Who the fuck came up with that bullshit? It's for all the fat kids. They're trying to get the fat kids. RFK is trying to get the fat kids not to be so fat. You gotta give them Gusher juice. Excuse me, bitch. I love it. Keep it going for Denise and the Comedy Store staff. Shouldn't you be out collecting Pokemon Go?
Yeah, probably.
Who'd you vote for?
You.
Come here. Gah! Merry Christmas, everybody. Keep it going for my security guard, Travis. Oh, my phone's jingling. Let me check my voicemail real quick.
Hello, hello. Is this Uber Eats? My name is Bernie, and I have yet to receive my potato salad. Oh, fucking Christ.
I thought that was going to go a lot better. You guys want to hear some more stand-up comedy?
Yeah! Woo! Ooh. What? Oh, you're so bad.
What?
Who
the
fuck?
Oh,
Sleepy Joe, you
who
suck so badly. I'm here.
Wait a second. Who is that?
Oh, you suck. You always sucked.
I never liked you.
I showed up.
Hey, you stop that right now.
I've showed up to your show, Joe.
Why are you here?
You're a piece of shit. That's why.
All right. Oh, this is beautiful.
What are you doing up here? What are you doing here?
I heard you were having a show. I was like, oh, my God, he's so bad. I said, I had to come and cock block. That's what I did. I came and cock blocked you. You're so bad. You're so horrible. I was back there watching this fucking atrocity. It was an atrocity. You're so horrible. I can't believe you watched this guy. Don't you smell it? It smells like shit. Did you shit your pants? I know you did. This is so bad. It's so terrible. Terrible piano, terrible singing. It was so horrible. This is terrible crowd work. It was so terrible. Don Rickles was fantastic. He was fantastic. But you're so bad.
It's my first time doing it.
I can tell. You're terrible. Never do this again. You're so terrible. Just like the country. Fucked it all up. Just like your show.
Hey. You can't just dance and make everything better. Stop it.
Can you move like this?
Of course.
It's so bad. Oh, there it is. Oh, wow, that's terrible. Are you shitting yourself? He's shitting himself.
Wait, that's what
he does.
Watch this.
That was fantastic. Watch this. Oh. Don't do that with your heart. I don't think it's real.
I got something for you.
I don't know. What do you have for me?
Fuck you.
Oh, he's a magician. That was sneaky. So bad. That was nice. Wasn't that great? Look at those sound effects. Look at that. That was nice.
It's like...
called a big cock.
That's right.
Let's go.
Will you give me a cosmic?
That's a call. This will wake you up, Joe. There it is.
Hey, stop that.
There it is. Whoa.
Stop that.
Sword fight.
Stop mind fucking my mouth.
Mine's a little darker. Pop. You know, it's longer. Here it is. This is so fun. See how it's got exciting now? See that?
It was very slow.
The show was very slow until I got here.
The show was fine. Everything was so fine.
Slow. I heard it.
Everything was fine until you got here.
It was so terrible.
I couldn't take it.
I had to come here and just ruin your show. I don't give a fuck about you. I flew all the way from D.C. just to get here. I said, let me be right on time. Right on time for this piece of shit. I hate you, Obama.
How'd you get here? On Cash Patel's magic carpet?
That was really great. That was good. I did. He can fly the hell out of a carpet. I know you're right.
Let me hear you.
I don't know his accent. I don't know what it is, but it's fantastic. That curry will get you in a hurry. You know?
All right, that was pretty good.
How was that? You like that? I'm sorry, you look just... Oh, Jesus Christ. I didn't know they were in here. I didn't know. I didn't know. You look like you did it.
What are you doing here?
I just came because I heard your shitty show. I was so angry. I came all from East here. I said, Joe's doing a show. I can't believe it. I thought you were dead. I thought you'd stay asleep.
I'm not dead. I'm alive. I've been working on my one-man show.
Your one-man show. You're not going to. I'm going to go to every show. I'm going to go. And I'm going to interrupt it. I'm going to ruin it. That's what I'm going to do.
You can try back.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm here. I'm never. I'm going to be up your ass. Oop, pause. But I'm going to be up. Pause. That's a pause I learned from Diddy.
Right, we're going to sell this once and for all. We're going to take questions from the audience.
Take questions.
Figure out who's the better,
are you guys ready for questions?
Better president.
IQ
who's the best
so
president?
Great.
Who's the best president in the history of the world? We're going to sell
IQ
it right now.
IQ is fantastic. I answer questions so well. Here we go.
Give me some music, Stephen. Who's got a question for the president?
Okay, it's trash.
Actually, turn that music off, Stephen.
I'm so bad.
Sounds like
so
the Schindler's
bad.
List soundtrack.
Jesus Christ, that's terrible.
You have a question for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Sure.
All right, here we go.
Who would you like better, Ghislaine or Epstein?
I don't like the way you said Ghislaine.
I enjoyed it. Jizz was great. I love it, the way you held on to jizz. Look at this guy. He's a piece of shit. He's a real piece of shit. Slimy son of a bitch.
Look at him.
You should work for me. You're so slimy. Look at him.
What's your name?
Nikki.
I don't believe it. It has to be ala halala la 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 la. You're lying. You're trying to Americanize. I know you got
Quit
a
lying.
In
you.
You
Quit
got,
lying.
You got some in there. I know you do. I know you do. I'm not racist, so far from racist. I just like to keep it real.
Who else? Who else has a question?
Any other questions? He got one. Look at this crazy guy.
This guy right here. What's your
There's
name?
There's a school waiting to be Brody. Shot up.
Who?
Brody.
Brody. That's
Brody. Brody. Where are you from, Brody?
Rancho Cucamonga.
Fuck yeah.
Rancho Cucamonga.
You ever go to Pechanga Casino?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Look at him.
He's so bad. He's by himself, I think.
You by creepy. Yourself, Brody?
No. I got my girlfriend.
Wow. Someone's fucking him. Can you believe it? I feel so sorry for you. Oh, that's terrible.
How many condoms do you wear at one time, Brody?
Three of them.
Three, that's why I asked.
No, that's it. The inches in his dick. That's what I think that is. Three of them.
Brody, what's your question for...
Here's the question.
Who should have won the American League MVP? Aaron Judge or Cal Raleigh?
Judge. New York City. That's where I'm from. Judge. New York. Queens. That's where I'm from. Don't you ever forget that. You're so rude. You're so rude. You have a lot of nerve being here. You should leave. You should leave.
You're a piece of shit. Get the fuck out of here,
you
should
have known. I'm from New York City. New York
rude.
Is the greatest city ever.
That was very rude.
And I come to this stupid town.
No, LA rules.
You say Aaron Judge is at New York City all day long, all day goddamn long. Don't you ever forget that. Don't you ever forget that, you son of a bitch. I swear to God, you're so fucking rude.
I'm tired of shitting in the back of the garage.
Who it is? I'll smack you right in the face.
I don't give a shit. All right, I want to settle this once and for all.
Okay, settle it. Let's settle it.
I think you and I need to have a jerk off or a joke off.
Pause.
We're gonna have a good old fashioned joke off.
Let's do it.
Jokes. You and me.
Are you guys ready for jokes?
You guys ready for the Trump, Joe Biden joke off?
Real comedy. Real comedy. Real comedy skills. Here we go.
Why don't you sit your black ass down?
You sit your. Oh, you're right.
Sit down.
How did you know?
Take a seat.
I'm a white guy.
Keep it going for Donald Trump, everybody.
Thank you. You're so kind. Everybody's so kind. This is so great.
So what we're gonna do is we're gonna do a little joke off.
This is so great.
I'm gonna do a joke, and Trump's gonna do a joke, and you guys are gonna decide who's the best comedian in the world, United States of America.
Are you guys ready? Every time, any show you do, I'm gonna be right there, right behind your back. Peekaboo, me.
I feel like I'm getting robbed at a Chase ATM right now.
Peekaboo. I want all 20s right now. 20, all 20s. All 20s, you son of a bitch.
All I got is fives. $5 footlong. Boom. Luigi Mangione appeared in court for a pretrial hearing. Look, the only thing he's guilty of is giving me a first-degree boner. He puts the man in Mangione and the jizz in my pants. Your turn.
That was very good, very good. Here I go. You guys ready for this? This onslaught of comedic brilliance. Hundreds of volunteers served up meals in Compton this Thanksgiving. Funny, I would have thought Compton was more of a Halloween town because of all the spooks they have there. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, I'm in trouble. Jesus Christ.
For the record,
You trapped me.
For the record, this is the first time...
I got out of character because I saw... What the hell am I talking
For the record, it's the first time Trump is seeing any of these jokes.
I didn't know you would trick me. That was a good one. You son of a bitch. You racist piece of shit. I swear to God. But I love you, though. I love racism. That's what I love, you son of a bitch. I would have wrote that for you.
Finders keepers.
An eagle. Dropped a cat through a car windshield in North Carolina.
You heard about that.
Witnesses said they haven't seen a pussy get destroyed in a car like that since they stopped filming Bang Bus episodes. Wonderful joke.
Shout out to the Bang Bus.
You see the way I paused? Carolina.
Favorite show.
Pussy. You see what I did? Just my words stretching the way I hit those words. So great.
My son Hunter used to drive the Bang Bus. Pope Leo encouraged kids not to let.
Stop stuttering!
Pope Leo!
Jesus Christ!
Pope Leo encouraged kids to not let AI do their homework. This drew the ire of the other Catholic leaders who say that using AI will give the kids so much more free time to be molested.
There's a lot of pieces of shit in this audience. Jesus Christ. Well, the station's all right here, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's after 8 p.m.
That was so
baby.
Bad. That was so bad. I got to sign a law to let people do what they want. Look at how happy you look. Jesus Christ. Here we go. You ready for the next brilliant?
Yeah, give it to us. Come on.
Millions and millions of jokes here.
Come on, Sherry Shepherd.
Here we go. Sherry Shepherd. I love that one. Look at you. David Letterman talking all that. Look at you. Here we go.
Come on,
here we
baby.
Go. You ready?
Come on.
Former First Lady Jill Biden. Here we go. This bitch. You
careful. That's my wife.
Jill Biden was spotted shopping for lingerie. When later asked for a comment, President Biden said, "Oomph, oomph," because his mouth was full of pussy. I love that
word. Fair enough.
Did you see that? I pronounced it very well.
Circle gets a square.
I said the right amount of M's. Oomph. That's perfect. Perfect. I've been tested on reading. Very fast. I've been tested. Your wife is gross.
She is gross. She's not the best.
Fucking that. She does dust
third.
Come out of her pussy when she comes? Jesus.
I'll send you a link.
Here we go. Gash Patel has come under fire for using an FBI private jet to take his girlfriend on dates. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I can.
Hey, it could be worse. Last time someone who looked like him caused trouble on an airplane, it hit the World Trade Center, more like Crash Patel.
Oh, my God.
That was so great.
Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
Thank you very much.
One more
everybody.
Time for Donald
Thank you
Trump,
so much.
Everybody.
Thank you so
here.
Much. This was so great.
Get
what
the
a,
fuck
what
out
a great
here.
Show. Thank God I came and saved
get
it.
The
I'm
fuck
coming
out
to
here.
Every show he does. You
ruined it. You ruined it.
Shut up, you piece of shit.
You ruined it.
I'm coming to every show. I don't care. I'm going to keep following you everywhere. I'm going to be so determined. I swear to God, I'm going to follow you. I'm going to smack your wife and the family. Do everything I can. I hate the Bidens. I
you
hate
careful.
All of
you. You care. I
you
would love for you to hit
up.
My wife.
Yeah,
stop promising things you can't do.
I already did 18 sentences before you had a thought, you piece of shit.
More time for Donald Trump, everybody. One more time for the... Oh, fuck you. Get out of here. Get out of here. Oh, no, hey. Come on. We're not joking around here.
Thank you.
One more time for Donald Trump, ladies and gentlemen. One more time for Donald Trump.
Yes, go back to the back.
Oh. Go back to... D.C. Getting a phone call. Let's see who's calling me. Hello?
Dad. Huh? I'm freaking out.
Hunter, what's going on? Where are you?
Mexico.
What happened?
Well, we ran out of coke, Dad.
Jesus Christ, Hunter. I thought somebody died.
No, the party died, Dad. The party died.
All right, well... Let's get you on the next flight out, Hunter. We'll get a plane sent down to...
No. Fuck that. I'm coming right now.
That's you can't run from Mexico.
No, I'm going to run it. I'll Forrest Gump it.
Forrest Gump it. Hunter, let me just send the plane. Oh, fuck you, Hunter. Guys, it's my son, Hunter Biden.
I've been your son... For a long, long time. Now, Daddy, it's my turn to make the rhymes. I feel so lost and alone, and you should know. Just jumped the wall and ran from Tijuana straight home. Every day I sit in my car 2 to 5, wondering how I can feel alive. But I'm scared really bad. But since you're my dad, you've got governmental clearance, and that's so fucking rad. So I need to know, do you have my back if I killed a man?
What?
Accidentally, hypothetically.
Is there evidence?
Overwhelmingly. I'm on the run. It isn't fun. Turn your hearing aid up and listen some. I need some coke. I need some coke. It's not a joke. My heart's beating too slow. I need some coke.
Hunter, my boy. It's been a real joy raising you all these years. Come on. I bought you a toy. Fleshlight. And some Chips Ahoy. And your first legal beers. Come on. But now you're a mess. You look like shit, son. And your breath smells like a bucket of cum. Let's lean into who you become. And make a call to get some coke. We need some coke. We need some coke. Nowhere to go.
This ain't a fucking joke. I need some fucking coke right now.
I need some fucking coke right now. Get
the fuck out.
We need some coke.
I'll find some coke. Just gotta believe. Put your hands together like the angels from Angels in the Outfield. If everybody believes, everybody flap your arms. Come on. Come on. Look, the gay guys are doing it. Come on. Boom! Lay that shit down, son. Let's get the party started.
Is he all right? Certainly. It's not part of the show. Is there any doctors in the house? Sorry, this isn't part of the show. Is he okay, seriously?
I think he's fucking dead.
Really? Are you fucking serious?
He's not fucking moving.
Oh, shit.
It was a joke. I can't do coke. I'll never die. I'll run for president in 2045. I love some coke. You guys have a good time tonight. Thank you so much for coming out. This is Never Joe by himself. Comedy special. God bless everybody here tonight. God bless Monty Gary Garden.
Oh,